Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Did y'all see this shit in Atlanta where the news is interviewing the shooter and they didn't even know it? And they sitting here talking. He like, yeah, it's crazy. Somebody out here shooting. And it was him. I'm about to send it to you. I don't know if it's recent, and I'm about to send it to y'all.
Ain't that an old one? Was it the homeless guy?
Nah, this nigga don't look homeless. But I don't know if it's old or not, though. It literally just came across my shit right now. But God damn.
Brent, you still muted.
There's a crazy documentary. That dude, that homeless dude who went viral because he did that interview. He was like, and I just came
out. What
about now? Douche. And he ended up being a serial killer himself.
Oh, no. That ain't this dude. This dude look regular as hell. Hold on. It's about to be in y'all DM in a second. I'm about to send it to you too, Brent. What up, though, Brent?
Oh, what up, Chris?
What up?
See, Peasy.
What'd you say? To hear what you say Brent look like?
Brent look like a nigga Noid from Domino's Pizza that was always trying to steal the pizza and shit.
From Domino's.
You look like Void, though.
Nigga look like, what is it? Weekend at Bernard's.
That nigga look like the coolest ladybug you ever seen in your life.
See, hold on. Niggas from Roast Me come out here and y'all be mad. All we do is roast. As soon as the nigga came, right. Dang.
Right.
Look, I got my reasons because we were just together at the All Deaf thing and the nigga Brent, I was minding my business, getting jackets together for my friends. And this nigga Brent came over and was like, I bet you can't fasten your jacket though, fat ass. And the nigga said it behind my back, and he already had his phone out. So when I turned around, nigga caught all the shade in my face because I couldn't.
Man, y'all gotta leave my nigga Brent alone. I still remember when Soulja Boy threw them sunglasses off the stage and Brent caught him. Yule. He was right in the middle of a Yule. And then he threw them.
Y'all ain't shit. Yeah. I'm gonna take these off. Hold on.
Yeah, take the bitches off for sure. You like about to ride Ronald McDonald.
Oh my God. That's hilarious. Hold on. I got a seat to here. I got a seat to here now. Hold on.
You look like a goddamn ginger ale in that hat. I swear to God, I don't know what it is.
Oh, crap. Oh, my gosh.
I'm like Schwartz.
Hey, that's crazy. Like all ginger ale do have that colorway.
It is. Oh, my gosh. That is hilarious. Is. Like a
refreshing Canada Dry right now.
Why do they all use the same color?
You like a burner. That's what you look like. Like a burner.
Hey, Tahir, you look like Harry Potter's cinnamon uncle.
And that's where we should start the show. Anyway. They call that nigga a cinnamon uncle. I've never heard those two terms put together, bro. This is my cinnamon uncle. My chocolate mom. No, come on.
What's up, man? How was everybody weekend?
No, it was good.
Oh my gosh, I gotta tell y'all what just happened right before the show started, which is why I was a little bit late. I have this app on my phone called Be My Eyes, and it's for blind people to like need help with something. And so I don't know how they use it, but I guess they push a button. It's like, ooh, I need help. And so they push the button on the app and then it rings everybody that has the app. And so I answered the call. You gotta be fast too. Cause in like 5 years, this is my second one that I've answered because they be going real quick. So I like hurried up and answered it. And it was this blind dude. And I like, you don't see him. You just see what he's looking at. He's like, can you tell me, can you tell me the name on this package? And so then he's like this, but the package is like, I was like, go to the left. And so then I tell him the name that I see on the package. He was like, oh, okay. He was like, can you tell me who it's from? And so he's like this one. I was like, I need you to go to the left. I can't see. So he goes to the left and then I tell him who it's from. He's like, oh yeah, I know what that is. Thanks. And then hangs up.
You don't know this person?
He got you spying on people? He really got you spying on somebody?
Right. They're blind. They never show themselves. And the last time I did it, it was a girl like asking me which one of the selfies that she should post.
Wait, how do they pull the app up?
I don't know. I don't know how blind. And that's what I started.
You could probably launch it. If that type of app has probably got voice recognition, you probably could just launch it, like Siri launch this or something like that.
You're going to answer one day and it's going to be Stevie Wonder. He'll be like, listen to this chat real quick. Let me know if you can. Listen to this real quick. Let me know if it rhymes.
Oh my gosh, I would be so happy.
And what if you answered it was Ray Charles? He was like, don't tell nobody.
Yo. What if you answer it and it's a dude at the bar like, this bitch ugly? Tell me right now, this bitch ugly? Is this bitch ugly? Yes or no?
I'm telling you the truth. I would. Because like that girl asked about her selfies. I was like, use the other one. That one's better.
What if he was like, is this bitch ugly? But the camera missed. So it was just pictures of the bar.
First of all, Meg, she posted the selfie, but who helped her with the caption? Did you just hang up?
I know. I think it's like text to, what is it? Like voice to text?
Did they have you drop off a package?
No.
That sounds like
power. The app is called ChatGPC.
No, I'm telling you, it's blind people. They ask you for like,
hey, fuck to hear, okay? Because I know I can't win with the goddamn cinnamon minion over here in the fucking corner.
Cinnamon minion is great.
Had to recruit myself, Brent. You know, these niggas don't let you breathe off the jokes.
Oh, shit, nigga. Y'all some wild ass niggas, bro. Oh,
wow. That's what the niggas say when he started muting niggas. Y'all niggas is crazy.
The look.
Y'all are wild. Let me pull up.
Why we put our face closer when we try to find something on the computer? We just
why don't we turn the music down when we're looking for an address?
Hey, no, low key, they did a study saying that's connected. Like your focus is connected to like what you hear. So turning down stuff to either find parking and stuff like that, or to park.
Does it automatically, when you put it in reverse, automatically brings the music down.
It makes sense though.
I be getting on my nerves. Like, come on, man. I'm just going backwards. I need this track to hit.
Right. Already hot. Oh, fuck.
That's funny.
Man, I just left Disney, dog. I've been at Disney since Friday. We just got back like an hour ago. Bruh. So you just see so many angry parents just walking around.
You were there for 3 days?
Yes. Yes, bro.
I'll take my hat off to any parent. Especially any kids under 10 that have parents that take them there, man, I applaud y'all because that's a day's work, nigga.
Man, that's cold, bro. Yeah.
And you paying to do the work. It ain't like a day's work and you get paid for it, nigga. You're paying. And you were there for since Friday.
Oh, that's crazy.
What I don't get is why would you take somebody under 2? To Disneyland. That's crazy to me.
They're not gonna remember this, yo.
They're free. They're free.
But you're not free. You can't do anything you're tethered to an 11-month-old. For what?
Could you get on any rides?
No, you wanna fucking stir your baby up in the middle, turn that bitch to a smoothie on the inside? Like,
that is crazy to pay.
I'm
not
gonna take
anything.
My 1-year-old, because it's my 4-year-old, he about to turn 5, so he's at the perfect age.
Yeah,
I took my daughter on all the rides, yo. Like when she was little, it's a lot of money, bro. Like, so I was like, we're gonna get this in. Like,
how'd you get on the rides though? Shut up. He was like, we went on Teacup, we went on Dumbo, we was in that bitch Toontown. It's just all this stuff in that one area.
They let his daughter on, but they didn't let Brent on. They was like, you got somebody to ride with you?
That was such
shut a shut up to hear. You was there to hear. You was taking pictures and had it's to hear with Snow White.
Two churros, like
he was walking around with no costume on. Kids walking up to here like, oh my god, is it you? He's like, nigga, it's not.
Wait, hey, you said he was walking around like two churros?
Charles like stilts with the big ass jacket, like one please.
I really did that. I really stuffed my daughter's. I stuffed her shoes like later on though when she got a little older and stuff. I was stuffing with like I don't know. She's probably like 6 or 7. I was stuffing with like tissue and stuff so we can get on ride.
Give her a chance, Brent. Stop teaching her short tricks, bro. She might.
Do they appreciate it though? Like, do they understand? Do they even really understand where they at? And like, cause everything there is like crazy expensive. So
you know how sad your kid would be if they couldn't get on the ride though. Like, you'd be like, it's a long line, and they're just like, oh, I can't get on the ride. It's like you can get on the ride.
But it's like, I feel like it's just like
at the beginning what the height is. So if you decide to go past that, that's on you.
Yeah.
You slip out that goddamn seatbelt they had you in. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I had her in a headlock the whole time. It wasn't like I just sat her there. And
but who had you, nigga?
Shut up. I can still fit on rides to here.
I ain't gonna lie, bro. I could imagine taking a car seat from ride to ride and like strapping the car seat in first and then sitting in the car seat.
What if this nigga was working there as one of the characters? He never said he went there as a guest. What if that nigga was in there with the damn Mickey Mouse?
That nigga Brent was at Disneyland as Timon, just walking around.
You were Timon. You were Timon, Tahir.
I'm Pumbaa, nigga. You're Timon.
I ain't gonna lie, Tahir. You look so orange today. Like you just got back from
you Arizona. Do.
You like you're in a sauna right now, like under a fry light.
Nah, you like what Willy Wonka's factory?
Here you go, T.
I'm lying, bro. I was in Detroit 2 weeks ago though. We did House of Comedy.
I talked to Kev about it.
It made you orange.
The city Detroit was good. The crowds were good. The city was good. We had a little incident at the club, but we got it squared away. Everything's solid.
I heard they making niggas pay for their own drinks, and the green room was terrible.
Bro. We'll talk offline. But it got squared away. It's got Buddy didn't know that I had people on the higher ups too. I didn't know it either. So nigga, like the GM hit me. It was like, Tahir, this is such and such. We met at such and such, and then you did this for me. He's like, we'll talk offline. But it's squared away now.
Got you.
Who's the GM? The Grill Master.
What fucking laugh was that?
It was good, dog. It was good. I'm gonna tell you why. It was because it was quick. It was quick. I didn't want to laugh, but it was quick. And it asked me.
No, that's fine. It could be funny. It was good, man. We're talking about this laugh that we never heard. We've been friends for almost 10 years. How do you come up with new laughs, nigga?
Because I don't be laughing at Meg shit like that. She fooled one about me. Hey, Meg, I'm going to be in Atlanta June 4th shooting my special.
What? Okay, I'm in. Wait, where do I? Can I get tickets? You posted on your page?
Yeah, I posted on my gram, but you know, you gotta, I'm gonna put you on a list or whatever. If anybody,
June 4th?
Woo, you better be funny, because if you not, I'm gonna be like, boom.
Damn, that'd be crazy. Hey,
if I'm funny, I'm gonna resort to roasting you for the last 30. They go,
fine.
We'll get some laughs. It's gonna be special.
And then you get booed at his own special is wild.
That's terrible. Oh my God.
Cut that.
It's gonna be the hilarious.
They keep it in because he ain't got enough time, so we got to keep the booze in.
Damn, he's like, I'll edit that out.
I don't like this. I don't like this. Is this, you know what I'm saying? I'm paying for this. You know what I'm saying? So let's not hold it.
What are you doing it at?
The Underground Comedy Theater. I don't know if you've been there yet, but it's like
I ain't been to that one. Yeah, like I want to pull up. I'm going to put it on my calendar right now.
One, but this one though, I heard this one is very nice, and they kind of built it for specials. Like it has a very unique appeal to it from the pictures that I've seen. So we're gonna see.
Are you gonna be wearing a Gap and gown?
You said what now? Am I gonna be wearing a Gap and gown? I like that a lot, right? I like that a lot. I like that a like that a lot. I like that. There's no roast rebuttal. You know what I'm saying? We got you wrong earlier. You know what I'm saying? We got all your growth spurts have been in your face. All your face is 40. You know what I'm saying? Your body's 10. You know what I'm saying?
Like, that was so ridiculous. Why would you wear a cap and gown during stand up?
No.
Gap, it was the gap and gown.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why would you wear a cap and gown? That's what I'm saying. It was just a funny, ridiculous joke.
He just likes saying cap words to me, dog.
Nigga, that was great wordplay, though. God damn.
Nigga, it was funny because it all took us a second. And then it hit at the same time for everybody.
CP, is it the Atlanta Comedy Theater Underground?
Yep, Atlanta Comedy Theater Underground on June 4th.
On MLK, right? The one on MLK?
I believe so. Somebody told me it was in the hood.
Yeah.
Know.
It's downtown. On MLK, it definitely is. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
What is the underground? I keep hearing that. Like, I don't understand.
Nigga, underground. It used to be.
Yeah, and it's like it used to be like an underground mall, but then over the years it just kind of got abandoned, and it's not really. I mean, they're trying to build it back up, so, but it's not like it used to be back in the day.
Nigga, that's
and then like trap. That.
It's you're gonna it's have the, it built up before June 4th. The popular trap, nigga. It ain't nothing but junkies over. Not nothing yeah. but it's a lot of fiends over there.
It is. So tell everybody to strap up.
It's like four blocks away from where the CNN building used to be. The big CNN building. It's like literally like four blocks from there. But like it's that four blocks makes a hell of a difference.
All right. Well, I'm a little disappointed in Atlanta.
Niggas still gonna come out. Nigga, all of Atlanta.
People will still come. I mean, if you're gonna come out, especially if you're from Atlanta, you already know what's up. So you already know. You go with somebody, you don't be walking by yourself. Or you Uber there, or like, you know.
It could go down anyway. It could go down anywhere, though. I just did a show in San Diego. It was, like, real nice at downtown. They prayed for me, literally, on the corner. They were so drunk, they prayed for me. And then everybody started, the same people that was praying started fighting and beat up a white dude in front of me. Like, it
Whoa.
Was, yeah, it was a nice area, too. Like, this was nice. And then I got prayed for.
Where were you at?
Chula Vista, and then we went downtown. When I went downtown San Diego, that's when it was just like mobs of people, and that's they like, people, yeah. And then we got love out
factory,
there too.
Laugh Factory.
I did a spot called the Search. It was called the Search or something like the Search Bar or something like that. But it was big, like 400 people there, sort of. But we got love out there, you know. And it was like, yeah. Oh, what's up, Brent? And like they started taking pictures with me. And then one of the dudes, he was drunk, and he was like, "Can I pray for you?" And he was bigger than me, so I was like, "All right, like." So I let him pray. He was hella big. And so he like huddled like four people together and like he prayed good, like he prayed for a long time, like almost fell asleep. And then
you nice.
Next thing I know, I got in my car. Then next thing I know, like they just start fighting and beating this dude up right in front of like beating this dude up bad, like beating his, like blood flying everywhere, like the dude looking at me in the eye doing this. I just drove away.
He looked at got you.
I had already got prayed for it, so I just drove away.
Wait a minute. So a nigga on the ground made eye contact with you? That's crazy.
Shut up.
You was the only one down there. Like, man, what you gonna do?
Brent, that was a prison set. Which prison was you at?
Dude, it was in San Diego. It was nice. It was nothing but nice bars and stuff like that.
Like Gas Lamp?
Like Gas Lamp District. Yeah, dog. So I was like, yo, if you get attacked.
How crazy that is to pray for somebody and fight? In the same 5 minutes,
dude, they were fighting against like police were across the street and they were still beating like people up. It was like so
they be
much
in the middle of the street. Police be in the
San
middle
Diego. Yeah, San Diego was lit, yo. But
it is lit though. It's a good little time.
Anybody played that new Zelda? I've been trying to play it, bro, but it is very frustrating, though. I don't know shit. Yeah, I feel you. Yeah, you feel me?
Y'all can talk about y'all little nerd stuff later. Not the right channel.
Hey, top Meg, you made it. You built the Nintendo we're playing it on. You could join this conversation.
And that's the perfect place for us to jump into today's episode. Shout out to our special guest. We got Brent.
Oh, wait, what you put away, Nintendo?
What's up, y'all?
And we got the OGs in the house as well. We got Meg Scoop, Patrick Cloud, CP, and of course, up to hear more. We're going to jump into this first topic right after this.
Look, I don't know if you know this, but your temperature at night can have one of the greatest impacts on your sleep quality. If you wake up too hot or too cold, I highly recommend that you check out Miracle Made's bed sheets, inspired by NASA. Miracle Made uses silver-infused fabrics and makes temperature-regulating bedding so you can sleep at the perfect temperature all night long. Self-cooling properties for better quality sleep. Miracle Made sheets are thermoregulating and designed to keep you at a perfect temperature all night long so you can get better sleep every night. These sheets are self-cleaning and are infused with silver that prevents up to 99% of bacteria growth, leaving them to stay cleaner and fresh 3 times longer than any other sheets. No more gross odors. Miracle sheets are luxuriously comfortable without the high price tag of the other luxury brands and feel as nice, if not nicer, than any other sheets used by some 5-star hotels. Let me tell you something. I have a set of these sheets and my life has literally changed. It is hot now in Los Angeles and these sheets have kept me so cool during these hot nights. I don't think I can go back to regular sheets anymore. I used to wake up in hot sweats in the morning. With the Miracle Made sheets, I haven't had a sweaty night since I put them on the bed. These sheets are so much better for your skin. Stop sleeping on that nasty bacteria. Clean sheets mean less bacteria to clog your pores and fewer breakouts and other skin problems. So go to trymiracle.com/squad. That's trymiracle.com/squad to try Miracle Made sheets today. And with Mother's and Father's Day right around the corner, this is the perfect way to give someone you love the gift of better and more luxurious sleep. Save over 40% and be sure to use the promo code SQUAD at checkout to save even more and get 3 free towels. That's right, 3 free towels. Miracle is so confident in their product, it's backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. So if you aren't 100% satisfied, you'll get a full refund, all right? Upgrade your sleep with Miracle Made. Go to trymiracle.com/squad, SQUADD, and use the code SQUAD to claim your free 3-piece towel set, all right? And save over 40% off. Again, that's trymiracle.com/squad to treat yourself, all right? Thank you, Miracle Made, for sponsoring this episode of Squadcast.
First topic of the day, we have, would you rather always hit red lights versus always have slow internet?
Red lights. You could plan for that.
Wait, how slow is the internet? Like dial up?
Like dial up. But like, I mean, it takes long to load every single page.
Everywhere you go.
Everywhere you go. Streaming things are just, it's unacceptable. It's not even possible.
Give me the red lights. Yeah, just give me the lights. You can take the freeway.
Yeah, give me the lights. Give me the lights.
That's supposed to be slow too, right? Like freeway.
I mean, getting to the freeway, you're going to hit probably 10, 15 lights though, but you get caught by every light. Okay. But I mean, no one can get everywhere just on the freeways. You still got to hit some lights. So, you know, you do the freeway, but you still going to hit those lights too. But
your internet is always slow. Here's the thing. I have an option and a choice to run a red light if I need to. Right, if it's late at night, straight up. I mean, I'm from Detroit.
Nah, you real? That's real.
Every red light is not a red light. Some of them bitches is orange. That mean, nigga, go a little bit if you need to. You know what I'm saying? Like, so I could run a red light, but I cannot do anything about slow internet if I can't do anything about
it. Bro, that's gaming, that's streaming, that's uploading videos to the internet, searching stuff, getting directions on Apple Maps, looking at Yelp, whatever, bro. All of it slow.
Can't do it. That would be so frustrating. Like, that's so frustrating. Like, when something's taking a long time to load, or like a video keeps stopping at the same point. Yeah.
I feel what you're saying. Every red light. Like, I get like a couple red lights where CP said, okay, you can run a red light, you can go around something and cheat something. All right. But every red light, that means you getting tickets, you done went to jail a few times because you run too many lights.
Residential streets.
Brent picked the slow internet, obviously.
This shit already happened to him.
Brent just had a 65-year-old freeze frame. That scared the shit out of me for a second.
You imagine trying to get from goddamn Inglewood to Hollywood You got to go straight up La Brea and hit all of those lights. You get caught in every damn light.
I take 3 hours.
I'm not good at that, yo. Like, that happened to me the other day when I was coming home. I hit every red light. I almost punched my window out. Like, it's so frustrating, especially because I have a heavy foot. I don't like to go slow. I don't like to wait when I drive. So it's terrible.
Can I tell you something, Meg, that might help you? There's a speed that, and it's not the speed limit. It's like a little bit above, a little bit below, where you can catch every light. But if you go too fast, you're going to get to these time periods before, and you're going to start, like, you have to find out what the speed is. I know, like, on 8 Mile in Detroit, if you go like 40, you could ride the whole day just timing it out. Sometimes you might get caught, but for the most part, you can time out how you drive with life.
How does that work? Like, how do they know when you're starting?
Because it's like different cities have like the lights vary, like, from second to second. It might be like a 30-second light, 20-second light, depending on how the traffic in that city is. The lights is kind of regulated to help traffic flow. So, like, I'm from a city in Detroit. It's not a lot of people, I guess, because, I mean, you could just kind of make every light if you're going like 40, 42. It's just like one of those things.
But it would have to start from a red light and then
right.
Oh, got it.
You have to start fresh at a red light and then be able to, you know what I'm saying, like, time it just right.
Two things. I learned something interesting about Detroit when I was there. It's one road that goes
Woodward
all the miles. What's that road?
Woodward.
Woodward. All right. So this road goes through all of the 8 Mile, 6 Mile, 7 Mile. And that road will take you to the center of, like, downtown Detroit. Mm-hmm. And all the miles are absolutely, like, exactly 1 mile additionally from that one starting part. So, like, mm-hmm. if you get to 1 mile, that shit is literally 1 mile from that starting part. 2 mile or second mile and so on and so forth.
But, so, like, they don't really, like, because, like, 1 mile and 2 mile, they don't really say those. I think mm-hmm. it starts at, like, Finkel is 5 mile, and then you start to get into 6 mile, 7 mile, 8 mile, 9 mile, 10 mile, and it just keeps going. But yeah, you're right, though. That is how it's set up.
One through five have different names.
Yeah, well, even 1 through 6 have different names, right? But we acknowledge, like, McNichols is 6 mile, Finkel is 5 mile, and then ain't no 4 mile. I don't know what the 4 mile street is, because we don't even call it that.
Yeah. Second thing I was going to point out was that if you have an electric car that has the regenerative braking, when you're doing a red light, you'll mess around and have more mileage when you get to your destination than you started with. That's the only good thing about the red lights.
Wow. Wait, what? They charge you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, the regenerative braking
charges it.
Yeah, so I've left the house and got in traffic and been driving. I left the house at one time at 168 on my mileage on my truck, and I got to my destination and I was at like 192, and I had to take the 405 and everything, but it was doing traffic, so I was like on the brake. Even though I was in the express lane, I was on the brake and slowing down and stuff like that, and when I got to my destination, I was at 192.
Let me ask you a question to hear, because I know, like, in my car, I had to turn, like, I don't like the regenerative braking that much, and so I turned it down, like, turned the latency down on it, so mm-hmm. that, because you can take your foot off the gas and your car just going to stop.
Yeah, yeah.
Your car, like, you take it, as soon as you stop pressing gas, it stops. So I like a car that roll a little bit like gas. Yeah,
it still does it, though.
Turn that down. But yeah. It still does it a little bit, but I didn't know it was regenerative like that, though. Like, damn, mm-hmm. getting 30 miles.
What are y'all talking about? This is rich people talk.
What are y'all talking about?
So look, you know,
hey, y'all rich, expensive cars.
Yeah, I'm about to explain it to you. Hold on, calm down, back here, bounce. I'm about to explain it to you. So, like, when you ever seen those like bikes that, like, the fan goes and it can, like, generate electricity?
I thought you were going to explain why Tahir is looking more tangerine colored today, and then you guys went on a tangent about cars and stuff.
Right. Well, Tahir is pixelated, and I'm sure that if you open your eyes even a quarter, Brent, you can see all of us. But
okay.
Yeah, you know.
Okay, I see better now.
You like you from an old fisherman village. Don't he? Like, y'all got to go talk to Brent on the mountain. Brent be up there with a blunt, like, yeah, the fish.
I see your eyes can see all of us on the cam too. You have, like, both your eyes. You can see Patrick on one side, and one of your other eyes goes this way. You can see to here. That's
your
dope.
Your eyes look like nostrils, Brent. I don't even know how you can even see any of us at this point.
Okay.
Yeah, nothing for that one. The nigga just said, okay.
Brent, are you awake? Man, like, you take for real, Brent, are your eyes, open? Are not...
Yes, they're open. Y'all can't see my eyes? I can see y'all.
No, it looks like you're going like this. The
nigga said, yeah, they open.
Yeah, they open. What the fuck?
Bro, no, but for real, though, I'll be, you know.
It's the Asian in my family. Go ahead.
Hey, Brent, go pop up on Meg's app. Like, hey, how you get on Zoom? See what I did there? Yeah. Anyway, so
that's hilarious.
I'm taking red lights regardless.
Yeah, same.
Yeah. I'm taking the internet. I don't have to use the internet. Fuck that. I need green lights. I need to be able to move around. I could use somebody else's internet.
No, you can't. It'll get slow wherever you go.
Everybody's internet is bad.
Wherever you go, for you, it's going to be slow.
God has slow internet for you. He's not going to let you get out.
It's like a black cloud of fucked up internet everywhere I go.
You fuck up wherever you go, you fuck up their Wi-Fi too. So niggas be like, Brent's coming over.
In your world, Wi-Fi has a height requirement now. So like, you got to be 5'6" and... Or else you're gonna be on 3G. Are you just down the
line? But I can move. But I can still move around, right? I can still move around. Mm-hmm. Now give me my green light. Give me my green light.
Well, no. Wait. Is that the trade off? If you pick slow internet, you can still catch a red light, right?
But not like every red light.
That mean I get all green lights then. That doesn't mean I get all green lights then, right?
All green. No, it just means it's regular traffic for you.
You know what? In this make believe world, yes. In the make-believe world, you get all green lights, nigga.
Thank you, Cinnamon Harry Potter. I'll take that. Let me do green lights for 100. Yeah.
I'm doing the red lights. I can't deal with slow internet. That shit is too frustrating.
Yeah, red lights for me too.
Because at least if you in your car, you playing your music. So even if you like hitting red lights, you still got something to like occupy your time. You can have somebody you talking with. And if you know that you're gonna hit every red light, you just start leaving earlier. You know what I mean? So it doesn't really mess up your day too much. But like, if you try to upload something or you got to send an email over to somebody to get paid or some shit like that, nigga, that internet shit, that shit have you going crazy.
And that's just work stuff, let alone entertainment, like trying to watch Netflix or.
But traffic wouldn't make y'all mad. Traffic wouldn't stress y'all out. Like, y'all don't be like, just
oh yeah, 100%. In traffic, and by the time
you get there, you'd be in a,
at least you'd be in a internet, though.
I still get mad at LA traffic, and I've been out here for over 10 years, nigga. It's no explaining it. I just accept it. Some shit you just gotta accept, nigga.
And you're gonna just be listening to the radio because you need the internet for Spotify and all that stuff too. So
radio's not that bad.
It's not that good.
Not that bad.
If you it don't even sound good though. It sounds like a VCR tape. Like if you have radio at the same volume and you put on like your aux or your or like any kind of like media, it sounds way better, crisper, louder.
Right.
And you don't get all the whole song sometimes on the radio, nigga. They be playing songs like they do in the club. You get the first verse and maybe one chorus, and then they go into another song, like, nigga. And then you gotta deal with commercials all the time.
When you in the back seat, when you in the back seat in the car seat, sleep the whole drive, you don't give a fuck about hitting red lights or not. And I think
that he's like, man, I got places to go.
This nigga Brent be like, wait me up when we get there, dog. Brent got a Ziploc bag full of Cheerios and a blunt. Like, yeah, man, I'm just fight back, nigga. Fight back.
Nigga, order a baby Uber.
Wait. The red light. Is the red light a cloud too, though? So everywhere you go, you make everybody else get red light too.
Everywhere.
Right?
Everywhere. Everybody behind you.
Yeah. And every day, that would wear me out. Now I'm taking my lights, B.
I'm gonna tell you, honestly, weed saves me in traffic, dog. I'd be high as fuck in traffic, just minding my business, bro. I just smoke and just mind my business, dog.
How are you? I can't be. Maybe it's the strain. I can't do I don't smoke, but I'll do edibles. I can't do straight THC.
You can't do no edible and do anything like constructive. You know what I'm saying? Like edible is
that's way too strong.
It's in your blood. That smoke is in your brain. It's just make you a little foggy and you know what I'm saying, funny. And then you can, you know what I'm saying, ride.
Yeah. Meg, which one are you going with? Internet or red light, red lights?
I'd rather take the red lights.
Okay. Well, the red lights have it on that one. We're going to jump into this next topic right after this.
Look, during the spring and summer, you're going to need some convenient meals to energize you for the warmer and more active days and to help keep you on track for reaching your goals. Factor, baby, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit can help you fuel up with fast, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, eat well, and tackle everything on your to-do list. Too busy to cook this month? With Factor, you can skip that annoying grocery store line and all the food prepping you have to do when you go to the grocery store. Factor's fresh, never frozen meals are ready in just 2 minutes. So all you have to do is heat and enjoy. That's what I love about it. They get back outside and soak up that warm weather. Looking for calorie-conscious options ahead of the summer? Try delicious dietitian-approved calorie-smart meals with around or less than 550 calories per serving. Need extra energy boosts to support your wellness goals this spring or summer? Try protein plus meals with 30 grams of protein or more per serving. Factor offers delicious flavor-packed options on the menu each week to fit a variety of lifestyles, from keto to calorie-smart, vegan, plus veggie, and protein plus. Prepared by chefs and approved by dietitians, each meal has all the ingredients you'll need to feel satisfied all day long while meeting your goals. And if you're looking to mix it up a little bit, you can add a protein to select vegan plus veggie meals each week. With over 34 chefs prepared, dietitian-approved weekly options, there's always something new to try. Plus, you can round out your meal and replenish your snack supply with an assortment of 45 or more add-ons. I'm talking about even including breakfast items like their delicious apple cinnamon pancakes, bacon and cheddar egg bites, bacon and egg breakfast skillet, or for an easy wellness boost, try refreshing beverages options like cold pressed juices, shakes, and smoothies. Looking to pack in some more protein? Conveniently add filling options like a salmon fillet or chicken wings to your Factor meals to support your dietary goals any time of the day. So you want to budget this month by cutting back on takeout? Get Factor instead, all right? Not only is Factor cheaper than takeout, but meals are ready faster than restaurant delivery. They're ready in just 2 minutes, y'all. With Factor, you can rest assured that you're making a sustainable choice. We offset 100% of our delivery emissions to your door, source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices, and feature sustainably sourced seafood in our meals. So this month, get Factor. So this month, get Factor and enjoy clean eating without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered to your door. Ready in just 2 minutes, no prep, no less. Head over to factormeals.com/squad50 and use the code SQUAD50 to get 50% off your first box. That's code SQUAD50, SQUADD 50, at factormeals.com/squad50 to get 50% off your first box. For the majority of us, second language in high school or college wasn't exactly a high point in our academic careers. For instance, I took Spanish in high school and the struggle was real, especially Spanish 2. Had to take that a few times before I barely passed. And after taking those classes, I can probably remember 2 Spanish phrases, but now thanks to Babbel, the language learning app that sold more than 10 million subscriptions, there's an addictively fun and easy way to learn a new language. Whether you'll be traveling abroad, connecting in a deeper way with family, or you just have some free time, Babbel teaches bite-sized language lessons that you'll actually use in the real world. For me, I chose Spanish again. I actually want to learn this time and remember more than 2 phrases. Babbel's 15-minute lessons make it the perfect way to learn a new language on the go. Babbel's expertly crafted lessons are built around real life. You learn how to have practical conversations about travel, relationships, business, and more. Other language learning apps use AI for their lesson plans, but Babbel, their lessons were created by over 100 language experts. Their teaching methods have been scientifically proven to be effective. With Babbel, you can choose from 14 different languages, including Spanish, French, Italian, and German. Plus, Babbel's speech recognition technology helps you to improve your pronunciation and accent. I definitely need help with my accent. There are so many ways to learn with Babbel. In addition to lessons, you can access podcasts, games, videos, stories, and even live classes. Plus, it comes with a 20-day money-back guarantee. Start your new language learning journey today with Babbel. Right now, get up to 55% off your subscription when you go to babbel.com/squad. That's right. That's babbel.com Shopify.com/squad, SQUADD, for up to 55% off your subscription. Babbel, language for life.
Next topic of the day, we have, would you rather lose a finger versus have a headache every day for the rest of your life?
Ooh. Which finger?
We get to pick.
Nah, it's got to be a good finger, man. It can't just be like the pinky. So it's going to either have to be the thumb.
The pointer?
The pointer or your middle finger.
Those are essential.
They are. Okay, wait. Thumb is not a finger. Thumb is a digit. Thumb is not a finger.
You said a finger. Don't nobody go, oh, you have four fingers and a digit. Nobody says that. It's a finger.
Doctors might say that you have four fingers and
no, they don't. They say the baby has 10 fingers and 10 toes.
What if it was a risk? What if it was like you get I have to cut off a finger, but the wizard like rolls some dice or something. So it could be the pinky. It could be your best one too. You could lose a thumb.
I won't take your thumb, but it's got.
How bad are these headaches?
Are they migraines?
They're like debilitating. They're
migraine level.
Like all day, every day.
All day?
Finger, dog. I gotta lose a finger.
Oh, the finger, bro. The finger.
A migraine all day is a lot, though.
Who made I could make up? Another finger. I could get like y'all could get a prosthetic finger. You know what I'm saying? And get one. It might be like a different color, like a little bit, because I don't know my budget right. But I could have something there. I could wear a glove. You know what I'm saying? I could have something there. I could do some trickery. I'll do the finger, bro.
Finger's a tough one to get a prosthetic for. You have to have like pinpoint precision with that.
It's the same thing as getting a leg. Like you just, it's a little glove thing. You can just.
But think about this. People used to have peg legs. Like just a stick used to work in some type of way.
And they was getting around.
Yeah, but imagine you went to sleep and had a growth spurt and you outgrew your peg. And you wake up like, what the fuck? You know what I'm saying? Like, dog, you think Morgan Freeman got that fake dead hand and he got the glove on it.
He do?
What?
Oh, man. Y'all didn't know that?
You lying.
I swear to God, Morgan Freeman has a dead hand. Can you imagine you don't know that? You pass this nigga your blunt and your blunt fall in the rain because this nigga can't grip. He can't grip.
I'm going to see Morgan Freeman's dead hand.
Damn.
What? Morgan has a dead hand all the time.
Morgan Freeman has a dead hand. He always hold his trophy like, I want to thank
the Oh, damn. He always got a glove on.
And sometimes he wear like a flesh-colored glove. If he's in a movie, he be like, bring me my Fast and Furious glove, please. Yeah, I'm trying to tell you, nigga, bro.
I was about to say, like the Bruce Lee movies, he got many hands. Damn.
Yep. Now, tell me Morgan Freeman ain't 275 years old.
And hey, all recent. His... Like, it happened from a car accident in 2008.
He was in a Model T. It was happening in 1908.
I never noticed that.
Me either.
Is this fake?
Morgan, like, there I was outside cranking up my vehicle. And then I
it's a compression glove. He has to wear a compression glove to keep the blood flowing, it says.
Oh, it's a real... Oh, it's still his hand, though. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, but if y'all play Zelda, y'all would know he hasn't done any shrine. So his hand is still like, there's a lot of darkness in it. He doesn't have the light in his arm.
I got it.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Pat. People who play TOTK can understand what I'm saying. Other than that, that's for y'all.
Never knew that. Mm-mm.
Morgan needs to do a shrine.
They also say that nigga worth $250 million, though.
Okay. That's why he always do a photo like this. It's his other hand. He always
uses
hand
shot. Like this. I'll be like this.
Yeah, you could get, that's what I'm saying, you could get a fake hand and still do other stuff and then just be happy again. You could get a driving hand, a sport hand. The headache is cold. You can't do shit. You can't do shit with the headache.
Nothing with a headache, dog.
A driving hand.
Everything you eat, you can't go to no basketball games, no football games, no sporting events, period, because
no concerts.
Bruh.
I would have you could have a boxing hand, like a fist, you know what I'm saying? So when you want to do sports, you could have a basketball. Just one for basketball to have the Steph Steph Curry with the shot hand.
Wait, you said offense? Can you imagine you get into it? Baby, go get my fist. Fuck it. Go get my fist. Out the house. Go get my fist. Babe, you don't need to do this. Go get my fist.
If you piss Morgan Freeman off, he'll compress his hand and it'll go to a fist. He'll go, wait 1 minute, hold on. He'll go to a fist. Just keep pumping it. Get stronger and stronger. It's like the Reebok pump.
And he goes, now they call me Batman.
Get my boxing hands.
Get my boxing head.
That's funny because
I'm sorry, man. At the end of the day, the grand scheme of things, like it's a finger and it's not a ball. It could have easily been a ball. Fucking with the hair, it could have been a ball or an areola. I think that we got off easy with a finger. I think to hear is training serial killers out there like, oh, that's a good one. Let's play a game.
Hey, man, I started going to TikTok for these now. I'll be getting these off of TikTok. There's a couple pages I follow just for these.
Would you rathers?
Mm-hmm.
That's funny. Oof. That's...
Hell yeah.
So everybody's doing the hand?
Was on there. Maybe I was a wild was on there.
I'm just thinking of all the hand attachments that are possible. You have a fishing hand.
You can have your girl. Like I was thinking, maybe you come over about 8:30. I put the rose hand on, and and we do our thing.
Why did y'all start going to the whole hand? It's just
one thing. Funnier. I don't know.
You have hip hop hand. You can do
but Morgan Freeman made it there.
The whole hand.
Wave your hands in the air. I'd have hip hop hand.
Hip hop. That's the concert hand that stays straight. Like
it's my hip hop hand.
Hold on, wait. If you got that one, you gotta have one that just got the lighter in it too, so you can just do it. And that way, your thumb never gets hot. So you the only person doing this the whole show.
Hey, can you imagine going through security and they checking your bag? Like, all these hands are cool, but you can't bring that karate hand in here. You got to leave that karate hand in the car.
Damn. It's like, no, that's my roast hand. Like, oh, it goes this way. Oh, that's hilarious. You can go in.
The roast and the driving hand, because we all do that's this hilarious. When we drive. Everybody does this driving.
That's funny. Say your boxing hand is your black power hand. Like, oh yeah, BLM for sure. Yeah, you can go in.
That's not sorry about that, sir. That's funny. That's nice.
Yeah, that headache is gone. Nobody wants.
Yeah, the finger one is looking better.
After a while, you will like no medicine is gonna work for a headache though.
Yeah, and if you have a migraine, you can't do anything. You just can lay down. So that's a life of just laying down.
Yeah.
Take my finger.
Yeah, I would probably have to do the finger too.
But think about this though. If it's not, you don't get to put a fake hand on. You just get to lose a finger. So you losing one of these, right? So
yeah.
You could kind of fake not having a migraine. Like you could go on a day with a vision, like, you know, you just be like, just be that's tough. You know. You could fake it and still get some draws or something like that. It'll be frustrating.
Get no draws and no headache, dog.
But hell if you got no. this, but if you got this all the time, and then people seeing you, you be like, "Oh, what's up, CP?" And then you try to come in for the day, you be like, "Whoa, you still got that finger? My bad, bro.
Bro,
it'll be awkward every day,
bro.
And then pussy, things. You try to get draws on top of that.
Two things: did y'all know that the yin yang twins form their bond because both of them are deformed, and that one of them has like minimal fingers, but we never knew that because the song was so good. You weren't even looking at the hands.
What do you mean minimal?
What does the other one have? What does the other one have?
What's minimal finger?
Like a thing like this, I believe.
Oh yeah, he does have like.
That's a couple people like that. DJ Paul does too. DJ Paul got the smaller hand too, and Ranger, the original Black Ranger from the Power Rangers, he's missing his middle finger.
Oh wow.
God, cool as fuck making all these niggas famous still, because
not middle finger, the ring finger. He's missing his ring finger. I remember going to the Fox Kid convention when they used to go around, and the Fox Kids used to have the conventions all around the country, and that's when I saw when he was signing the autograph, and I was like,
okay, what if you didn't have fighting? What if you didn't have no thumbs? You couldn't text on your phone.
Yes, talk you can. Text. You can just do this, Brandon.
But like, what, you gotta sit it down all the time and peck it? Like,
no, how you gonna just hold your thumb?
You don't have a thumb. It's gonna slide out. You don't have a thumb.
You still got the thumb meat. Look, you still got the thumb meat.
You still have this. You have meat. Your palm.
Look, hold on. Did you just say the thumb meat? You were sliding on the thumb meat.
You got the meat. You got
just...
the meat right here. This meat
you
right here.
You don't even need that though. Look, I'm holding it without the thumb meat. I'm way back here.
Yeah. Yeah. But we're not talking about we're not talking about attachments no more. You can get finger attachments. You can get a little kickstand right there for your phone.
And a pop-up. You got the little pop-ups on the back of the phone. You just hold it with the little pop-up thing.
You can get an app.
How would you how would you take a selfie? You don't have thumb. How you take a selfie?
The pop-up.
Selfies is out.
Pop-up thing, you slide your two fingers right there and it holds it in place.
Remember, it's one finger on one hand, not both hands, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
just one hand.
Just one finger.
Oh, so you still got your other thumb?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. What if they take one of your
pieces? Like this, Brent.
Say what? But I'm thinking if I was missing both thumbs, that would make like phone, just regular phone stuff crazy. Like,
be like,
Brent, why the hands don't match your body? Your hands don't look like they belong to you.
Just a big nigga under the.
Whose hands do they look like?
Real like a baby if it was a mechanic.
Whose hands are those? They do not match your little body.
What's wrong with my hands? I need my fingers.
I don't know if I have big or small hands. How do you know if you have big or small hands?
When you hold a girl's hands and her hands cover yours, Pat. So yes, your hands are small.
Pat walk on the inside.
Hey, Britt, just squeeze a girl's finger. Like a newborn.
Hey, yo.
You trying to go uppy? I'm trying to go uppy.
Oh man, that's so funny.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with?
Red
loser
light.
Fingers.
Oh yeah, lose fingers.
Lose a finger.
Yeah. Lose that finger, Mike.
No, I'm gonna get used to my headache.
Remember, you say what?
I'll get used to it. I think I would get used to the headache after a while. Like, pain. I think I would get used to that. I need my fingers.
Nigga, we can't get used to your internet. You ain't gonna get used to no.
Frank got that damn McDonald's playpen Wi-Fi. Ball pin Wi-Fi. you gotta climb a purple ladder to get to the router.
So Brett, you going with the headache?
Hell,
all right. Yeah, man, give me the headache.
There you go. All right, so the fingers have it on that one. We're gonna jump to this final topic right after this.
This episode of Squadcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Recently, I had to check myself. All right, I've been spending way too much time with other people and on other people's problems instead of myself and my own issues. I love my friends and family, so I have to find balance. It's so easy to get caught up in what everybody else needs from you and never take time and a moment to think about yourself and what you need for yourself. There's been plenty of times where I spent all my time giving to other people, and I felt so drained and burned out. That's why I love BetterHelp. Therapy can give you the tools to find more balance in your life so you can keep supporting others without leaving yourself behind. Therapy has helped me compartmentalize the things I need to do, make sure I'm making the right amount of time for myself, and still have some time to give to my friends and my family. It's very helpful when it comes to learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself It isn't just for those who have experienced major trauma in their life. So if you're thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try, all right? It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited for your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find more balance with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/squad today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/squad, SQUADD. And we want to thank BetterHelp for sponsoring this podcast.
Last topic of the day, we have, would you rather get $10 for every step you take versus get 10 cents every time you blink?
Damn. Wait, $10 versus 10 cents?
No, $10 for every step that you take versus 10 cents for every blink.
Okay, let's do the math here.
It's a lot of blinks per
so
step.
So let's say you're supposed to do like 10,000 steps a day, which most people don't even do that. But let's say that's like a healthy amount of steps. So then each day you're getting what, $100,000?
For what?
For steps. Those are steps.
That's your life before, not your life after you knew you're getting $10.
Well, I'm just saying, let's just do it like a regular, because some days you're not going to hit that, right?
So this ain't like I could just take a bunch of steps real quick. I have to. It's all about the steps I took in the past.
No, it's from now on, like all the steps you take. So you could literally just do everything that you would do while pacing in your house. And you'd be ranking that shit up.
Wait, somebody look up how many blinks you do in a day, or like how many
you blink 21,600 times per day.
21,600?
Yes. Well, CP doesn't. CP blinks 7 times a day. Like, no way.
Brent, you got it out before I could. Thank you. I was about to roast you for not even being able to open your shit. Brent would be broke as fuck. Like, oh, blinks? Damn.
CP's like, hey, my 3 o'clock's coming up.
Hey man, I'm out, dog. Fuck y'all.
I think a CP got paperweights on everything in the room.
A fucking shadow goes over everybody. Oh shit, it's 3 o'clock.
Every time I blink, animals start doing the Lion King song. Another night has fallen on the Serengeti. Fuck y'all.
So you could potentially make about $2,100 a day just from blinking alone, just from 10 cents every time you blink.
Well, then that means you make more money taking steps.
Yeah, you'd have to blink a lot just to equal one step's worth of money. So
yeah.
And I don't think there's health benefits of you blinking more, but you stepping around, you're going to be rich and fit. So
I'd be so nervous about becoming paralyzed at that point. Like, please, God, let me just walk. You understand?
Your income is your steps.
This is my job, baby. You know what I'm saying? Yeah,
I would never take an elevator unless the floor I'm going to is over 6. I'm taking every
step. You still have rules?
Huh? Wait a minute. Hold on. Do you mean steps as in stairs or just an actual step?
Just actual steps. Just
okay, steps. Yeah. Actual steps.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. That would change it.
Define a step. Like, do I have to go somewhere or I could just be like walking in place? That's steps,
you
right?
You can walk in place just like you could blink in place. Like
a treadmill.
Nigga. I could lay on my back and just...
You actually have to take a step. You could, even if you're walking around your apartment, you still have to take a step.
Like a treadmill, yeah.
Yeah, treadmill count? Yeah, okay. I could do that.
Would y'all still pick steps? That's a dumb question.
What you about to say?
It made no sense. I'm trying to think of it because blinking is easier.
Is effortless. If I had to put some parameters on it, I would say there's no walking in place. There's no treadmill, nothing like that. It's actual steps of you heading somewhere, would be the only way that you can actually get the $10 per step. That's the one limitation I would say on it. Because blinking, you do
that effortlessly. That made me want to work out and stuff. So that's actually a good thing. That's good.
Yeah. Would you guys switch it if blinking was a dollar? Because now it's like you could potentially catch up, but it's still more to, it's just like, you just have to be ultimately lazier.
I feel like you would abuse it too, though. You would be blinking faster, like, what are you doing? Hold on. I'm trying to get to my quota today.
I mean, if you've blinked 9 times more than you would normally, you back at that step and it don't take much. I'm thinking about all the time, like a lot of us travel. So we're on the plane for 2 to 5 hours. That's 2 to 5 hours you ain't really getting no steps in. But you still might be watching a movie or watching a show, so you're still blinking.
Right.
But what about when you sleep, though? You sleep some hours, and you know what I'm saying? You ain't getting no blinks when you sleep, right?
You ain't getting no steps
either. You ain't walking in your sleep like that?
I can't pace in my seat. That don't count. I can't just pace in my seat. Wow.
Nigga, we just said you have to be headed somewhere.
Brent look like he sleepwalk.
Brent sleep now.
I'll be walking in the aisles. I gotta get my bread. I'll be walking in the aisles and shit. Like,
wait, you said Brent sleepwalk now?
He sleep now.
Nigga, sleep Zoom?
Why that would be crazy. Damn. I'm gonna take the steps, dog.
I'll do steps, yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna tell you this. I would change that. That would change my whole money structure. I would not work. I would not need to travel for work. I would walk around every day. When I hit my quota, I go lay down.
Wait, you wouldn't work? I thought you liked the work that you do.
But think about this. You gotta save your legs, CP. Like you said, you gotta save your legs. You walk too much or move around, you try to exert too much. You might try to play basketball or run and try to make something. Then you might fuck up your ankle. You know what I'm saying? So you might have to do.
That is true, though.
Management.
What's the average number of steps a day? Is it really 10,000 steps a day?
That's like you should take like 10,000 steps. They said if you take that much, that's like healthy.
Damn.
But at some point you would overwalk, right?
But when
sometimes
you're older,
you can do more than that. Sometimes you'll do less than that, you know?
Well, I mean, have you guys heard about that girl who started selling farts in a jar and then she started making like 50,000 a week? And then because that became her job, she went to the hospital because she was eating so much stuff to make her fart.
Wait, can you actually do that? Because I feel like by the time somebody opens up a jar, this farts out.
I don't think the selling was legit. But my point was, if you pick the walking thing, you're probably going to walk 20 times more than you normally would, which means by the time 50 or 60, your legs are going to be
right. Shot.
So the blinking.
No. Right. What? First of all, people don't walk enough. You should be walking more.
Yeah, old people start walking more when the older they get. They go to the mall and do their laps when they get older. So walking is always gonna be good for you.
Nigga, I was at Disney for 3 days, bro. I could have made $4 million this weekend.
$10 a step, maybe.
Y'all ain't gonna stop doing what y'all doing, I don't think, because y'all getting that extra money. I think that's just gonna be extra income and shit like that. That's gonna be vacation money, investment money, new car money, whatever the fuck. You ain't gonna stop being a comedian, creator, whatever. Because
the greed would take over a little bit, though. You don't think you would schedule more walking because of this?
Yes, and that is a good thing. Yeah, for everyone.
But
walk more around the places that you're going to.
But okay.
Go ahead, Brent. I'm sorry.
But what if it's this? You said it's my lifetime, right? So from the beginning of my life to the end, I can just blink instead of walk? And I make my money?
Well, not instead, but money.
No, yeah, you can blink, but you only get 10 cents a blink.
But I'm saying this, like now I'm 40. So if we count it now from 40 on... Yeah. But if I had to start from the beginning and all I had to do was blink to make
today.
Money.
You start from today.
Ah, shit. I don't know, because then I'm with Patrick. I might get tired. At some point, if you getting paid to walk, I think, like, you know, because I know, like, basketball players, like, they all broke off. They all limping. Football players and track stars, like, they
Nigga, that's because they're dancers. Running and playing that's basketball and jumping walking. For 10-plus years.
But I'm saying, like, I know track Y'all, people, dancers.
Let's back up. 10,000 steps. How much is that? What do we say the amount was? You said $1,
$10. $10.
$10. Oh, $10 a step. Okay.
$100K.
you don't need to take that many. Y'all do realize that's $100,000 a day. You do realize you don't need to make that much money in a day. Some days you'll make $100,000. Some days you may decide, okay, today I'm doing a 200K day. You can make $150 in a day.
Okay, this is magic we're talking about.
Okay, but what about this? Meg, now you old and you in a wheelchair. You can't walk no more, but I could still blink. So I'm cashing out. And then, like, you in a wheelchair, you like, oh, I wish I still had my legs.
I made $1 million. I made $1 million in a week. You think I spent all of that shit? I don't give a fuck if I'm in a wheelchair when I get 70. From 40 to 70, nigga, I'm breaded up.
That's true. And also, you thinking about...
And Tahir gonna make sure, because then he gonna put that little hot dog on a stick in front of him dangling to make sure he gets
by any means necessary.
If I get up 500 million, nigga, I'm gonna get some new legs. And then start... I'm getting my legs reconstructed and I'm starting over.
Also, why are we talking about making more blink money after we can't move? Like, nigga, we can't move. Like, why are y'all...
Who cares about that money? Rack
up. My blink money is up, but my blink money is up.
Let's put it to a vote, man. What are we going with? Blinking or walking?
I'm doing walking with y'all. I'm with y'all. Like, I do the walking, bro.
That nigga just wanted to play devil's advocate the whole time. That nigga knew he was coming over here.
That's the funniest part.
I thought about that shit. The math wasn't mathing. So I was like, nah, okay, I'll walk.
Yeah. All right, is it unanimous?
Can you imagine being a crackhead, though? Hold on. Can you imagine being a crackhead, wandering around, and just having all the crack you need?
Like $100 a second.
Man.
Quick steps. Real quick steps.
I think they'll be dead in 2 days. Walking.
Overdose City, baby. Overdose City.
They'll be dead in 2 days, though.
You got to have some restraint. You got to have some restraint about yourself.
It you looks see like crackheads just taking walks?
You might have with the steps for $10, man. We want to thank Brent Taylor, our special guest, for coming on this episode of Squadcast Versus. And, of course, shout out to the OG Squad, Meg Scoop, CP, Patrick Cloud, and I'm to hear more. We'll see you next week on another episode of Squadcast Versus. Peace, guys.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.